top right now. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Welcome to You Can Sip With Us.
Yay!
I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
I'm sipping water.
Ice?
I am.
Yeah.
No ice. Oh, were you going to say ice still or something?
I was just still needing water.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I can't get enough.
No, I'm so dry.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we have a lot to talk about. First things first, if you didn't see on social, this is one of the only times ever
in
the
6 years
of ever that you're not getting an episode on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the day. So I don't know what day. This could be Wednesday. This could be Thursday. But you're getting an episode later for good reason. This is intentional.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We wanted to be able to catch you all up on where we were and what we were doing
when the world stopped turning.
Yes.
So normally we would record like either like the Friday or Saturday or Sunday before the Tuesday release, but we were in Vancouver at the Eras Tour and we didn't want to pack our stuff.
Yep.
But we also didn't want to record before the show because that then what? You're going to just listen to us talk about something that doesn't matter when you know we've gone to the final Eras Tour ever.
It was only thing in our world.
Mm-hmm.
And it was no option for this to come out on a Tuesday and have that be something that we pretend like that had.
Right.
We just had
to tell
you guys.
You guys wouldn't even wanted to hear that.
No. So here we are.
Oh my God.
I got home. This is a Tuesday night. It's Tuesday evening. I'm in pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
I got home yesterday. I drove home from Vancouver to Portland.
And was it crazy on the way home?
No.
Okay.
No, it was
I didn't know if it'd be like mass exodus of Swifties, you know?
That's what I was fearful of.
Right.
So we were at the border crossing Saturday night. For everyone who doesn't know this, Ash already knows this. So we drove the Portland to Vancouver drive is normally like 6 hours when you factor in stops and stuff. Call it 6.5, maybe 7, depending on how long your stops are. Like we stopped for a lunch.
Mm-hmm.
But we were at the border crossing trying to get from the U.S. into Canada for 3 hours. Now, partially, we blame it on Google Maps because it took us to a different border entrance that was a fake out and it was bad and it was terrible. But we were worried about on the way back, what would it look like to Ashley's point? It was an 45er. We waited for 45 minutes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So still a wait, but it was
a wait,
but it was not, I mean,
not
once you wait 3 hours, you can do
45.
Almost anything. So, but you are like freshly home. You haven't even been home like an hour, I don't think.
Yeah, so I didn't want to, I don't do early mornings, period. And the only direct flights on Monday, so we went to the Sunday night show, the very final tour. And the only direct flights back to Phoenix, there was one at 8 a.m. and one at 9:15, I think. But I know from the last time we did this in Glendale that it is a cluster getting out of the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
The show doesn't end until 11:30, but then it's like an hour to get out of the stadium, like wait in the traffic. And that's like, we were longer than an hour, right? So we didn't get home until like almost 2 a.m., I feel like. In Glendale. And so I am not someone that is going to one go easy. I am going maximum capacity. And there were two people that had to leave. One person had a 7 a.m. flight, one person had a 9 a.m. flight. They also went max capacity. I can't go max capacity and then have 2 hours of sleep and get up and do that. I can't. So I was like, well, I'm going to stay till Tuesday. But then you had to get back for work. So I stayed till Tuesday. So it was kind of actually really wonderful. And today there was we didn't wait at the, there was not even a line at all for the border crossing. We just breezed right through.
No line at all.
No
oh,
line.
That's lovely.
I know. Although we did, it was like, he was kind of interrogating us.
Yeah.
They're so serious at that customs.
They have a serious job.
Dude.
Have you ever seen the reality shows, like the Border Patrol reality show stuff?
No.
I've only seen snippets because Chris loves those shows.
Okay.
But it is wild like they have to be very serious people because there's very serious things that
crimes that could be committed. And when you're watching those, is there anyone like us that is like, you know, husband, wife, whatever, that look innocent that are doing shady shit? Or is it like weird, random people acting kind of weird?
Most of the times I see weird, random people acting kind of weird, but I'm going to send Chris a text right now.
And
can
ask
you advise on your Border Patrol shows if there's ever been anyone you thought, no way, are they doing something bad?
Right. And then lo and behold, their tires are full of cocaine.
And lo and behold, they are, in fact, bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See what he says. That's
so on the way up, Eric and Jesse, my brother and sister-in-law, they said, so their IDs are from Texas, and they said that they were asked two times, do you have any firearms? Which I think is funny because we were not asked that when we came up, but we think it's because
from
they're from Texas. You have firearms. They said they asked them twice. We were asked if we had alcohol in the car and tobacco. And then we were asked like how long we were going to be there and where we were staying, what we were coming for, whatever. Anyway, whatever. So we get through the Border Patrol. And that was easy, but he was very serious. And he was like looking in our back windows. And Jess and I were making a joke like, okay, you caught us, officer. Here, you know, like we didn't even have anything on us, but it made us feel like we were supposed to cuff to something.
Take me away.
You know? Okay, I guess you got us. Here, put the cuffs on me.
I must be a bad person and I didn't even know I was bad.
And I haven't even done anything. But clearly, you know, I've got a guilty conscience. Whatever. Yes. I don't know. I'm giving myself away here.
You're the pro looking in the window, bad guys. So
right. So we were joking about that because we both were like, oh my God, he was making me feel so nervous. And then he was, you know, fine. It was fine. We got through. Yeah. It wasn't ideal. So I booked a 2 o'clock flight out of Everett.
Okay.
So we drove because I missed the window to book out of Vancouver. I just slept on it. And then by the time I was ready to book,
it was
like $1,000 a ticket or something. Yeah, and so then we went to Everett and it was $250 a ticket.
Oh,
but the only way to get there, we did not plan it right. Anyway, so we rode up with my friend Lindsay, back with John's brother and our sister-in-law. And we had to be dropped off the airport like 4.5 hours early so that they could go to SeaTac where they were catching their flight. And the airport in Everett is 2 gates, tiny, doesn't open, nothing. It couldn't even. So then he dropped us off. There was not even people working there available. Like the gates were down at security. There was no one at any of the desks. So, and I am exhausted because yesterday, well, you guys are listening. I don't know when you're hearing this. So the show ends Sunday. Monday, there was 8 of us that left. There was 14 of us at the show. 8 of us remained on Monday. And we just bar hopped and went around and saw signs and like saw bits of Vancouver. And then Shannon had to get up. I was sharing a bed with Shannon. She had to get up early. And so I just didn't sleep well. You know, after you're like, and you're coming down from this ultimate high. So I was so tired. And at the airport, I'm like, there's nothing for us. There's nowhere even to sit because it's baggage claim and then like check-in counters, but nobody's there. You know, it's tiny.
You lay on the floor.
I know. What are we going to do? So I lifted us to breakfast and it was a cute little place. Then we went back and now we're home. And it was so great to see the kids. I miss them so much.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad that they weren't there because a lot of people had asked, are you taking Revy or Mac to the show? And for a couple of reasons, no. One, I think they're too young really to remember it. Two, the tickets are wildly expensive and I don't want to spend that kind of money on something they won't remember. And three, you and me, Colleen. So Shannon took the video of us. It's 3 minutes of the very beginning of the show. And I don't know if I can ever recall feeling that what I was feeling in my body, it was, I was really overcome with like so much emotion. The only thing that came close, and I actually started getting nervous because senior year of high school, our team won state basketball And the dopamine rush or whatever happened in my brain chemistry was so insane. I was so like out of my body that I ended up getting a migraine and I had to go home and go to bed. And everyone else was like partying that night after we won. And I had to go home because I started like seeing spots. So I started getting kind of panicky
after
her opening song, because that whatever was happening in my brain was so consuming. I was like sobbing and laughing and crying and hugging you and just like holding each other and then singing and dancing and then sobbing again. And like, it was so much.
Yeah.
And I couldn't imagine having two little kids that then I had to like, you know, make sure they're okay. Cause I was not okay.
Yeah.
Like, so there were several reasons I didn't bring them, but it was very good to see them, you know, tonight.
I watched that video back and we'll do a play by play.
Yes.
But watching that video back, because it like, you know, when things aren't downloading, when like you're on a plane or on a driver, right. You're just like not on Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. So it's, I saw that there was a message, but I couldn't get to it.
Well, and yesterday. It was like almost a 4-minute video. So that's kind of like a long it file to download.
Wasn't doing whatever. It.
Yes.
And then we got home and you know how it is when you're home. You're home, you're settling right. back in.
Yeah, you're doing things.
Like getting reoriented, like with the kids, just like pouring into them a little bit, like, you know. Anyway, so then today I went to text you and then there it was. Mm-hmm. And so I watched it for the first time and it took me right back and I felt the same way. And I told you what Annie said.
Yeah.
So Annie was there and she said, I was looking at you and Ash and I thought to myself, I don't know if I've ever seen two happier people. Mm-hmm. But it was like euphoric.
Yeah.
And I was totally out of body, but so in my body at the same time.
Right.
I was
it's so weird.
Present.
Uh-huh.
And I really, like, there was champagne flowing. I pulled it way back.
Yeah, I barely even drank at the show.
I barely drank at the show because I
probably had two glasses maybe the whole time. Yeah.
I did not want to not remember every second of it.
Yeah.
I did have to go to the bathroom once and I left during Shake It Off and that was planned because I knew, I'm like, okay. I can do this. And I still got back before the song ended. So it was a win.
Mm-hmm.
But that feeling there was, that was insane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was totally overcome as well. And the energy in the arena, like people understood the assignment and they showed up to celebrate the most historical tour of all time.
Mm-hmm. And Taylor was taking it in. I feel like there were also the experience. So I feel like when she came out the first time, when we saw her in Glendale, we cried, but it was like, it was so good to see you. And I can't believe I'm here kind of thing. Like, this is just special. Mm-hmm. This one was a different feeling. Cause yes, it was so good to see her, but it was also just this like really, truly end of an era. Historical. Like, she has been a mainstay in your and my brains every single day, I would say, for the last 20 months or whatever, 22 months, right? Like every single day we're seeing stuff on, I'm just like, and so it was such a big moment. Cause yes, I was very happy, but I was also overwhelmed with like that bittersweet kind of feeling of like, I'm taking it, I'm watching, this is going to be the last time we will ever see this. Anyone will ever see this. Except for a movie or a document, you know, but like live, eyeball to eyeball. Yeah.
I was thinking about what is she feeling right now?
I know.
I felt for someone I do not know, but feel like I do, an immense amount of pride.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt an immense amount of gratitude to be there and to her for what she has created over the last 2 years in our lives.
Right. And like unifying the, like there is so much tragedy out there over these last 2 years. There's a lot of really heavy things going on in the world, lots of heartbreak and scary things. And I feel like she really unified the world. And you know what? This is like, I told people, there's people that I love that are not Swifties. And I wanted some of them to go. Like Shannon is one of them. I actually wanted her husband to go too. I wanted Sean to go because I really like him and I care about him and I want him to be a Swiftie. And I just know that if you go to the show, you're going to be a Swiftie.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law, Jesse, my brother-in-law, and then John. The two ones that I really wanted were Shannon and John, but Eric and Jesse, and I would have liked Shannon's husband to be there too. But the people that went in, because it wasn't really for my birthday, but you guys kind of started celebrating. But I don't know. Some people came, I think, because it was for me. I don't know. It's like the work of a, it's my proudest accomplishment that I have brought these people into the cult of the Swiftieverse.
Yeah.
I mean, they are, we're at lunch the next day. They're buying merch. They bought all the merch. They were so pissed they didn't buy merch. They're buying all the merch at the table. Shannon is like playing Swiftie. She's sharing Taylor Swift stuff to her stories now.
Wow.
John, I was like, how was, John and Eric were blown away.
Yes.
As you are. Jess was like, because we were allowed to order part of one of the perks, a great perk of having the suite was we could pre-order merch. And none of them wanted it because they're like, well, it's expensive. It is very expensive. And none of them are big Swifties. But then they were very bummed they didn't get it because they're like, you get it now. You, there is no way, I don't know that Shannon's going to be like putting on Taylor Swift's music.
Sure, sure.
But I mean, maybe she will be. But the way that you appreciate, like hearing her talk about her, about how blown away she was by the show and the experience and what she does and that energy that she creates. I'm convinced, I've been to a lot of really good concerts. The On the Run with Beyonce and Jay was amazing. Nothing is like the Eras.
Nothing.
Like, because when you're at the Beyonce and that's a absolute performance, incredible. But it doesn't feel like a community. It does not feel like I'm friends with the people next to me, you know? Mm-hmm. At Taylor Swift, everybody is friends with everybody. It's kind of a crazy thing.
Yeah. Annie said, she was like, the only way I can explain the energy in that arena to anyone would be that it has to be like you're in downtown New York on New Year's Eve times 10.
Times 10, right?
But I did love the open-mindedness of, I mean, of everybody there who wasn't a full-blown Swiftie yet. Mm-hmm. And I felt so proud of the indoctrination.
Right.
I feel you on that.
Right?
Because like, I did the same. You know, Chris totally indulged me on the way up. We had such a long drive.
Mm-hmm.
It was just him and I. It was a great time together. It really is. You know, you appreciate time where you can just like talk these days. And then, so we were listening to a book on Audible together. We were talking a lot together. We did like planning for next year together, like just all kinds of stuff that you don't have time ever to do. Yeah. And then we still had like 4 hours left when you consider a 3 hour wait for the Border Patrol, five hours. And so I said, do you want me to, it was one thing led to the next. He said, why don't you play some Taylor?
Yeah.
And I said, oh, well, would you like me to do the Eras set list as if I were the one making it? Like if it was my Eras tour, what songs would I pick?
Mm-hmm.
Not that I would do it better than Taylor. Everything that's on the Eras set list was on mine. But then what if I could do it for 5 hours instead of 3.5?
Yes.
So we went through chronologically from debut all the way up to Tortured.
Oh, you did.
Tortured Poets, album by album, with breaks in between the albums to tee up the time that it was in the world. Mm-hmm. Right, Lover was right before COVID, for example. Just like really put him there in the moment, in the year, in the time.
Who she, did you talk about? Like who she was dating? Who these songs were about? Of course, her
some
world.
Of the, like 101 lore of like some of the things, and then we would do some breaks in between like important songs so I could share with him, like contextualize it so he could appreciate it. He indulged me for 5 hours doing that. And Chris, with a captive audience the entire time.
I'm proud of him. Actually, when we first talked about doing the suite, it was going to be you, me, John, and Chris. Those were my core four because you and I needed to be there. And then I needed John and Chris to be there to appreciate it. But quickly he came off the list because you like basically immediately he was like, I don't go to
he's
concerts.
Not a concert
guy.
Yeah.
I do think he would have actually appreciated it
big time too. Of course.
But that is why Chris wasn't there. He doesn't go to concerts. And that is why, but I forgot. I wanted them to have an understanding.
Yes.
An appreciation that way that we do. But he got that. You gave that
I still
him.
Think he got that. And then just being in even our house, the electricity of the weekend.
Mm-hmm, the buzz.
You know, and he loved it. He had a great time. Okay, I am so excited for this new partner of ours, especially for the holidays. Y'all know my favorite dessert. This couldn't be more perfect. My favorite dessert is cheesecakes. Allow me to introduce you all to Cheesecakes by Elizabeth. Operated by Elizabeth and her daughter, offering handmade cheesecakes nationally. We believe it's the best cheesecake in America. They have a legacy of over 40 years of baking excellence by a former restaurant pastry chef. Did you read the side of the box?
No.
It talks about how Elizabeth started this like so long ago, and then she was juggling like delivering cheesecakes with like little kids. And it talks about how now she's like in like her daughter's part of it with her. And I just love their story. But then I opened up the box and took my first bite. And let me tell you what. Perfectly creamy. Perfectly sweet. So much better than store-bought. So much better.
Not even a question. Yeah.
Made fresh to order. Shipped the same day. It's, the freshness is unmatched.
And you can taste it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They have your classic options, traditional vanilla, vanilla with praline. Oh, yum. I tried the traditional vanilla, but then they also have seasonal specialties like peppermint for the holidays. Ooh, and unique choices like funfetti and more. How fun would it be to send somebody this?
Yes.
For a special occasion or a gift. Really a thoughtful gift, but definitely also ideal for personal indulgence. The order deadline for Christmas is upon us, December 15th, but this honestly is great year round for the new year. We have an exclusive offer. Use code SIP at checkout for 15% off your order. Visit cheesecakesbyelizabeth.com to order your cheesecake today. The offer code is SIP at checkout for 15% off your order. Cheesecakes by Elizabeth, ELIZABETH.com. Experience the best cheesecake you've ever had.
I also thought, so when we got these, I didn't remember what, I was like, who sent me a cheesecake? Where did this come from? And you had seen it. You're like, oh my gosh, it's our newest podcast sponsor. So normally like a brand will reach out and say, do you want to partner? We try everything first. We'll say, you can send us the product. Either we're in or we're out on even trying it. This one, of course, we were in on because cheesecakes are Colleen's favorite dessert. And then they come and then we say, okay, yes, we will read if we like it or we don't, right? And so I tagged them on social media. I tried the cake and they got back like, it is, I love that it is a small business. They were like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. We're so happy that you like these. We'd be happy to send you some praline topping if you, I don't know. It was just like so kind because big companies don't do that.
I know. Your birthday.
Oh, I should have them do that. Yeah. I was so impressed.
Everyone
I love
rave about it.
That like, I mean, it's a mother daughter business that like so it, when you buy a cheesecake there, it matters to the person that you're buying, you know, versus like getting it at Costco or something, which, I, you know, I get it. There's convenience, but like, it just feels good to support that, you know, that kind of business. Anyway.
It's so good. So should we take them? I feel like we went into the concert, but I feel like we should almost pull back and take them through a little bit more and then talk about like what it was like outside of the pure electricity in terms of like, what was our favorite parts? What was our highlight? Like what was the... You know, secret songs and stuff like that. So we all get to Vancouver, we go out to dinner, and it was really like Shannon and I that were talking, like, we know that there's birthday celebrations to come, but we couldn't go to a place like to see the era's last thing and it be so close to your birthday. And I didn't know like what exactly the plans were for your birthday yet, but
neither do I. You know, it's really hard. It's very, very, and I've thought like, I want to be someone that likes my birthday. I want to let people celebrate me, but I've kind of almost decided I don't want to do that anymore.
I know.
It's just like, it's very hard. So
yes.
Cause then I don't know. I put pressure on myself for now these people are here for me and what, and then I like need to make sure they're having a good, I ended up snapping at Shannon on accident the first night that we were there because she made a comment. There was signs of song titles like all around, you know, and she made something about like, because it was raining, it was disgusting, you know, it was, we're out there and we're in the signs and she's she wasn't a Swiftie yet. And so she made a comment about like how she wasn't sure she wanted to something like let's go to the dinner because we were going to a cocktail bar or something. And I was like, well, then you can just go. Like, you guys go if you don't want to be here. And I did it. And what I meant in my, I didn't mean to be like, I don't want you here.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just was like, if any moment of anything that you're doing on this trip is not fun, then I don't want you to be in the not fun zone. Like, go wherever you think would be fun. So I just put like this pressure on myself for everyone to have this incredible experience when it's for my birthday and I can't get over it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why. So anyway, whatever.
I totally get that. And I knew it was like, you know, I don't know how she's going to feel about this, but she's getting it anyway because it's kicking off the birthday celebration. And I just didn't know, like, are all of these people going to be in a house again? Right. All the people you love? Like, if we don't sing happy birthday to you, like when we're all together...
Yeah.
We have to. There's no option. Plus, did you see the cake and the cupcakes? They were all the Eras.
Oh my gosh.
It was just too good. We just couldn't
not. It was unbelievable.
On the weekend of the Eras final. It was just.
And I did cry. I mean, it was very emotional when people love me like that. You know?
Anyway, and there's, you know, there will be more to come. I know that. Like, of course. But anyway, so that was fun. So fun Friday night. There was a cocktail bar that we went to that had like some Eras drinks and what a great group, you know.
It was a very good group.
That you picked. Mm-hmm. Kind of, I know you know everybody, but there were kind of different parts of people from different chapters of your life and different parts of your life kind of all coming together as great events are.
Yes.
And that's fun for everybody to mix and mix and mingle with people that they don't know all that well. And then they get to know over the course of the weekend. It's very fun.
Uh-huh.
And then the next morning, we went to a brunch we had a very long brunch.
Mm-hmm. Guys, we got there at 11:10. At 1 o'clock, well, 45 minutes after we got there, we still didn't even have our drinks.
Yeah.
At 1 o'clock, almost 2 hours later, we had to ask several times, then our food came, and then it was cold. It was bananas.
Yeah.
And they were not busy. They were not, it was not... like that. But anyway, the whole thing got calmed and the food was, it was cold and it was delicious still.
Mm-hmm.
It was very good. The view, Vancouver is beautiful. A wow city.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yes, we did brunch. I got everyone from our holiday merch, a lot of fa-la-la-la-la going on at the moment. So everyone wore those shirts and then we went home and started getting ready.
Yes. And as we were getting ready, I was telling Ash, it was reminiscent of when we were in Arizona. Even at brunch, I didn't feel like I could come down to earth. Mm-hmm. At brunch, I was a happy, I was just a happy little bumblebee the entire day. Mm-hmm. I couldn't chill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was on something.
Right. Yes. Not on this planet. That's for sure.
The euphoria started the moment I woke up, but it was, but it peaked, you know. So then we get ready. That's always a good time. So fun. Seeing everybody's outfit. I love it.
Oh my God. I'm going to send you this video. Allie took a video of us all getting ready. It's like a 10-second video.
Yeah.
This is girlhood. You know, just like, oh.
Helping each other put glitter on.
Yes.
Lashes.
People are putting things on each. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Should I wear this necklace? Which earrings? You know, all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. It's a 9-second video. I'm going to send this to you because it's just like we're in it. And everyone's just like doing things when we're all together. And that was one of my favorite parts, was actually getting ready together.
Totally.
And the music's going and people come in, what do we think? And we freaked out and screamed in everyone's faces every single time we saw them. And any time they changed any scene, then we would say more glitter.
More.
And then we would do more glitter. Yeah. It was and then everyone was just like twinkling and sparkling around. I think she put a music like sound over it, but like it's just this cute little clip of, you know.
That
isn't
is
it cute?
So cute.
And she put some sort of music on. I don't know what it was, but it's.
Aww.
And then my brother-in-law, John's brother, works for Happy Dad, which is a hard seltzer company.
Yes.
It's awesome, actually. Most people think they're beers. So there's.
Yeah.
It was created by the Nelk Boys. Have you heard of the Nelk Boys?
I hadn't, but now I have.
Yeah. So they're like. What, YouTubers or social media people? I don't know who they are. They're some
highly influential.
Highly influential. They created this hard seltzer brand and it looks like a beer can, but it is hard seltzer and it has electrolytes in it and less carbonation. So it doesn't make you as full. So Happy Dad hosted like a happy hour for us, which was really cool because the bar was packed and we had like this base set out just for us. You know, it felt fun and festive. And then we just walked. We could walk to the stadium from there. I guess I maybe read the sign wrong because I thought it said gate H this way. And so then we ended up walking 17 miles around the entire arena. But that was fine. I mean,
we got
it was
to see
good
the friendship
walk,
bracelets.
We saw the friendship.
It felt like 5 minutes to me.
I wasn't sure.
Honestly.
Another one of those things where I put pressure on myself, you know, where I'm like, oh, fuck, I've really.
No.
And people are in heels. Because I said, we have a suite so we can wear cuter shoes. So people are wearing heels.
Turns out,
it was a lot of walking.
Any stadium event, there's just going to be a lot of walking.
Mm-hmm.
There just will be. But it honestly felt like 5 minutes. Not
and
a
it was
single every,
there was electricity.
Yes.
You know,
and people watching everybody else's outfits, you know, was so fun.
Yeah. It was amazing. And then we get into the arena. We start walking towards the suite. And we were in suite 29. We go in and they've got it decked out for Taylor. So there's like disco balls and glittery things and stuff. And
I have goosebumps remembering it.
It was just crazy.
Opening the door.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been in a suite before at a stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, I guess we had the football game, but that was a different
kind
of experience.
It was like a club level, but not in a suite.
I've never been in a private suite.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like they have almost like a little, kind of like the size of a hotel kitchen or something. So there's like a little table, glassware, couple like cupboards, like I think a sink.
Yeah.
Just kind of just this little area. And then right, you know, kind of past that are all your private seats, little ledges to kind of put your drinks on. Mm-hmm. But it's almost like an infinity pool where you walk in and you're pulled like right out onto the stage, but you see the stage like from inside too. It's just it was so surreal.
Yeah.
The energy level, right?
Yeah.
When we walked in,
immediately,
everybody was just like, I cannot believe this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cannot believe this.
Yeah. It was crazy. Yep. So then we timed it pretty well that like shortly after we got there, Gracie came on. So we didn't really have to wait that much. Gracie came on. She had an amazing.
She's so good.
She is just I want to start listening to more Gracie songs. And then she's on a tour right now. So I want to watch her dates. There is on August 11th, she's playing in Red Rocks Amphitheater. So we looked at that yesterday because I feel like watching a show at Red Rocks would be cool. I've never done that before.
No, I mean, we went. We walked the stands.
Well, yeah, but I've never seen a show there.
Me neither. But that just being there that one time years and years ago, I thought, wow, how amazing would it be to watch a show here?
Yes. Yeah.
Iconic.
Yeah. Anyway, she was amazing and she cried. And
she wrote
a
letter about kind of an homage to the Eras Tour, to Taylor, to everything it meant to her. It was so beautiful and she was emotional and it was so cute that she did that. So meaningful and thoughtful. And she killed it. She was so good. When she got to the last song, you could tell. She's like, here we go. This is the last one, you know, kind of thing. And pulled the crowd totally into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gracie Abrams. And then it was the countdown to Taylor. We had like 20 minutes, which felt like an hour. It felt like 5 hours just waiting for that last 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the clock, you know, there's this clock that comes on, which is when you're getting real close to the, and it's the clock that strikes midnight is when everything starts. And it was when the clock came on that, because for a while, you know, we're all taking pictures. It's fun.
Right.
You know, we're like documenting. But it was right when the clock came on that, like, I can't remember. Like, someone was trying to take a picture. And I was like, I can't do this. Like, I can't. I don't know what I need to be doing, but I can't smile. I can't stand still. I couldn't do it. That's when I started to, like, leave my body, I think.
Yeah.
You know, but I remember that.
Yeah. I don't remember what it was, but yeah, I was next to you. We were trying to get a picture and I don't know what was happening, but it was not working. And you're like, I just can't right now. And you're like teared up and just like,
I just couldn't do it.
The moment. Yeah. I am working up a sweat thinking about, I mean, and I was hot in there. My blood was racing, but I wasn't actually too sweaty or stinky. And you want to know why?
Why?
Because of Lumi. I had Lumi going for me. Lumi is a whole body deodorant that is safe to use anywhere on your body. We're talking pits. We're talking underboobs. We're talking thighs, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, feet. You name it, it can go there. Why? Because it was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal body odor was just being misdiagnosed and mistreated. This Lumi is clinically proven to block odor all day and control it for up to 72 hours. They've got a few different options you can choose from. They have a solid stick deodorant. They've got a sweat control deodorant that has 72 hour odor and sweat control. And then they've got a spray deodorant, which is aluminum free and ideal for hard to reach places. All of their products are baking soda free and paraben free. They are pH balanced, which means you can use them below the waist without disrupting anything down there. And they got a bunch of fresh, bright scents to try on and see which one you like clean tangerine, lavender sage, or toasted coconut. I've got something citrusy. I have this body wash. I have it on my subscribe and save.
Yeah.
I've got a body wash. It's like maybe a grapefruit something. I don't know. It's very fresh and I love it so much. If you haven't tried Lumi yet, you're going to quickly become a fan. They have a starter pack that you can try and it's perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, a cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like a mini body wash or deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
As a special offer for our listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code SIP with us for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code SIP with us at LumiDeodorant.com. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Smell fresher, stay drier, and boost your confidence from head to toe with Lumi.
I would be curious if there's ever, like, if there's even any way to measure this. And I know that I'm just a massive fan of Taylor, so I'm biased, but of all of the openings to anybody's concert in the history of ever, I feel like the Eras Tour has to be among the way from the clock to those things coming across the screen to the sound coming over the speakers. And it's like all the Eras and it's like, it's been a long time. And then the beautiful little swirly things that her team comes out with and just that buildup and that anticipation. And then all of a sudden she pops up to this like really bright, bubbly, amazing song in this sparkly platform that, or sparkly jumpsuit that on the platform that puts her in the air. And like that whole thing, I think has got to be one of the best entrances in any show ever. It's just,
yes.
I've seen it. So she performed what, 150, 148 times or something like that. And I've seen multiple versions of that. So I've seen that well over probably 200 times.
Yeah.
And every single time it makes me emotional.
Yes.
It's just so good.
Headed that into the show, was there any part of the concert you were most excited for?
I think probably it was the opening because I knew how that was going to feel. I was very excited to like see her. I just knew. But then I think it was probably Tortured Poets because we hadn't seen that yet. And then Midnights, the really like, I think most of Midnights. I don't love Lavender Haze or Mastermind as much, but I love the Vigilante shit and I love Karma and Bejeweled. So, and no surprise song. I would say surprise song comes before. Surprise songs probably even comes before Tortured Poets.
Yeah.
Because I also thought we were getting an announcement.
Same.
That we didn't get.
I think a lot of people, you know, thought that. And there was.
And I'm very surprised we didn't.
Yeah. There was no announcement of any kind.
Nothing even at all slightly different or special about the show, even.
No.
Like she wore all the same outfits for all three nights in Vancouver.
There was a couple small moments, but otherwise nothing. And I think. My interpretation of that is letting the show live in its glory and go out as it is.
Yeah.
As it should be remembered. I mean, the show, God, 3.5 hours. My feeling, too, was I thought maybe she would get emotional because there was like a couple weekends before where she actually choked up, right?
In Toronto,
And And she didn't. But what we did see was full on, full out. I think she gave a performance of a lifetime. She looked to me so confident and like this was her victory lap in a way.
Yes. I think the emotions already maybe ran through her and this was celebration.
It seemed to me like she was genuinely having fun and just wanting to enjoy doing it all one last time. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was so beautiful and getting to witness that, you know, was so special. Yeah. For me, I was most excited for the acoustic set as well, followed up by Tortured Poets. Those were really my top two.
Yeah.
Okay. So then what was your favorite parts of the show?
I thought the piano surprise song was my favorite part, hands down, without question, is you and I being together in that opening 4 minutes, 5 minutes of just, I've just never felt, and it's not like when you have kids, it's a different kind of just like this deep love and sense. I don't know. It's a different thing, but I have never felt anything like this, and I'm not saying it's better than having kids. It's completely different, but it is probably one of the most intense 5 minutes of emotion I've ever had in my entire life and maybe ever will. It was so that was for sure, hands down, my very favorite. I'm so thankful that Shannon filmed that for us because you and I could not have been doing content at that moment, you know? But that was for sure my favorite. And then I really did like, I loved looking around. I just kept looking around the box and seeing everyone having fun and loving it. And that was really fun for me to see people getting to see this. Like, it's like Taylor's our bestie and we're like,
look how
so
cool
proud
she
of her.
Is. You know, look how amazing she is. She's wonderful. So talented. Yes. Look, she loves this song that she wrote.
She loves it. Yes. And look at all these other people loving her. See?
Oh, are you hearing her talk? Isn't she so funny?
She's so funny. She's so cute. So I love like seeing other people in the box love her. I loved the surprise song on the piano. I didn't necessarily love her guitar. I didn't know one of them. And then New Romantics, it was fine.
Yeah. New Romantics isn't my favorite.
And I think I even said this on the podcast, my exact guess for piano surprise, I said piano surprise song is Long Live, New Year's Day, and The Manuscript, a mashup of those three.
Totally,
and that's exactly what she gave us. And that was really special because I think you guys know this. It seemed like other people in the box knew this, that New Year's Day is our song.
That's our song. To hear it live, to be together.
That was really cool. Yeah. And then to have it mashed for her with Long Live and like... And then The Manuscript, it was, I didn't know how she was going to mash it, but it was so beautiful. So those were my very top three favorites. And then actually, I kind of like just sitting in the suite after it was over. I mean, we sat in the suite for like
for a while.
An hour after it was over, just like
coming down, back to
what are we
earth.
Doing now? Yeah. Trying to find our footing. And I kind of liked that too. Like everyone.
Fun fact.
Taking it in.
Because I'm sure a lot of people streamed the concert or like know, you know, a lot of the moments. But right after the show ended, there's a big screen that's like rolling the credits and it's showing things. And right after the last song, right after Karma ended and they did the bows and then they leave the stage, the lights come on and the credits start. The song that was playing for the credits was The Alchemy, which I thought was so intentional. Mm-hmm.
You said that. You said like, this is the next era and now we're going into the next era, which is her personal life and like her getting to have some privacy with Travis and living, seeing what that's going to be like for them.
I thought that was just a beautiful song.
I will say, and I want to hear your favorite parts. I forgot about this, but she really teased us at the end because she didn't exit the way she normally does. She exited with all of her dancers and then there was things happen, like the band stopped playing, but the lights didn't come on.
Yes.
And they were doing these weird things at the stage lights. So we all started like cheering really loud, thinking,
encore.
Here, something's happening. There's going to be an encore. There's going to be something. And then like 3 minutes later, the lights came on. We're like, oh, okay, just kidding.
It was
but
over.
That was a tease. Do you think that was on purpose? Why would she do that to us?
I don't think that was like trying to be mean or something, but it definitely, everybody thought there was something going on.
Yes. Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, here we go.
Everyone thought it was over and it's not.
There were only little moments that she gave us an acknowledgement of it being the last one. Like a couple of times she said, like, this is the last, you know, will you indulge us for one last song? You know, there was a sweet moment. Certainly the acoustic set, that three-way mash at the piano was really beautiful.
Yeah.
There's video now of her backup dancers who were off of the stage at the time watching her do it and like their emotions watching her perform that. Yeah.
I want to see that. Aww.
And it was just like, it was really beautiful. And at the very end, I mean, Karma was so full out, the ending of that concert.
We got Karma's guy on the Chiefs.
Yes.
We did get that.
And she really, there's video of her like doing it that last time where it's like, well, she leaned in on that one. Yeah. We really got a powerful one.
Yes.
Right before Karma, she called it her, you know, saying goodbye to her beloved Eras tour. Mm. Which was such a nice, you know, phrasing. And then at the very end, there was such an extended hug from the backup dancers and her.
Yeah. Have you seen that up close?
Yes. The tears.
I saw like all of them are crying. We couldn't see it from where we were, but.
That was really cute. We couldn't see the tears, but we could see like
right, how the hugging.
The long hugging. And then there's video now of right before they take their final bow, Taylor says, oh my God, oh my God. She's soaking it in. She's, you know, and then they do a long bow. Mm-hmm. But when I got choked up when I saw her face saying, oh my God, like, and I feel like 2 years, there was someone on her, it was like one of the band members did this post today that was like no more, like carting luggage around, no more airports, no more like museums in France, no more saying goodbye to the kids, no more like all these things, you know, because it's been 2 years of this life that he's saying goodbye to. And just all the dedications that are starting to come in. And, you know, then he wrote some really beautiful things about Taylor. Cam wrote, Taylor, I would follow you in any world, in any lifetime until like all of these things. Just so, so cute. Wow. Just what an incredible feat for them. And I hope she must be so exhausted and so proud.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of questions of like, what is she going to do next? How do you follow this up? And I feel a little bit like I have so much faith in her. I'm like, well, she'll figure it out when the time is right. Yeah. There's just no question in my mind that there's whatever it is going to be wonderful. There's just zero question in my mind. There will be new music. She has two re-recordings. There's going to be a new album. You know, all of that will figure itself out. I'm truly just so happy for her. But I also feel like someone at the Olympics, I think it was Simone Biles, was like, don't ask Olympians what they're doing next. They've worked their whole life for this moment.
Right.
I felt that way about Taylor almost. Mm. Of like, who cares? She's the greatest. Right. She's the GOAT. Yeah. She'll figure it out. Let's just like celebrate what this was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, Ash.
Hmm.
You notice how the days are shorter, but your to-do lists definitely aren't.
No, they're longer.
They never get shorter. There's no daylight savings for freaking to-do lists. Power through your or fall back or whatever we're in. No, whatever. Okay.
You guys know what we're saying, right?
Listen. Power through your busy days with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. It really is. Today was one of those days where the to-do list was long and time was short. And Chris and I, for our dinner, we like made the kids like, you know, something. We're like, whatever, like, you know, their kids' meal. But then for us, we had Factor's tonight because we just had to like, it's so nice to have something that's easy, on demand, no fuss.
Right.
Not a huge, I mean, we were short on time. It was so nice to have something that felt healthy and easy that was right there available for us just 2 minutes away. Mm-hmm. From breakfast to dinner and anything in between, Factor has easy, nutritious options to keep you fueled and feeling your best. Factor lets you do you. You get to choose from 6 menu preferences. Makes it super easy when you're browsing their menu to filter for things like managing calories, maximizing protein intake, avoiding meat, or simply eating well-balanced. Because Factor meals are chef-prepared and dietitian-approved, you're going to love not only how Factor meals taste, but also how they support your goals. And check this out. Factor is cheaper than takeout and dining out. Put the money you save toward holiday shopping or reaching your financial goals. Find guilt-free comfort foods like homestyle chicken and gravy, loaded mashed potato pork chops, feel-good vegan options like sweet potato and chickpea curry, and globally inspired flavors like Peruvian shrimp and red pepper collie grits. Tonight, I had a delicious salmon, which I love all of their fish options because fish just isn't something that we buy a lot of or like prep and make a lot of for whatever reason. So it's really, really nice to have those on hand. There's no sacrificing quality for convenience with Factor. Weekly menus offer ways to treat yourself to a restaurant-like meal experience with gourmet plus dishes that feature premium proteins and seasonal sides. All the good veggies. Use your time more efficiently. So important during these dark months. Let Factor take shopping, prepping, cooking, and cleaning off your daily list of things to do.
Head to factormeals.com/50withus and use code 50withus to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code 50withus at factormeals.com/50withus to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping while your subscription is active.
My favorite part, the opening New Year's Day, for sure. The Tortured Poets set lit my world on fire. One, I mean, and all the eras were incredible, don't get me wrong. And I'm thinking about when the crowds, you know, were really, really alive. And it was the whole time. I mean, it was electric, but like that Tortured Poets set was unbelievable.
Yeah.
The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, singing those songs in a stadium in that environment. Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. We did have a massive pole right in front of our view, which that kind of pissed me off because she spends so much of her time in the Diamond that I didn't, a lot of, like I was watching the screen for a lot of it. And I wish for Tortured Poets because it was so, it is probably the most, it's probably the coolest, my favorite era of the tour.
Yeah.
Like the production of it is probably my favorite. I would have liked to be like straight on from the stage, like lower 100 level, or maybe a little bit, like a little bit high enough so you could see the stage, not on the floor. But like, I didn't want that
like
pole in my face.
Like the seats that we had before we sold them for the floor.
The ones that we bought.
Yes.
At our first time that we traded in for front
those
row.
Seats yeah. Those seats were probably incredible.
Probably the best. Those would have been the best. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't trade it for the floor experience and I wouldn't trade it for the suite experience, turns out.
Same.
But next tour.
But if we could do it again, if we could go a third time, we know where we're sitting.
The next tour that she does, we're going to get 100 level. And floor again, but a little bit at back.
But maybe the Diamond. If we were near the Diamond,
yeah.
She spends a lot of her time there.
Yeah. Or like on the side, so you're seeing any, because the set will be different next time, but like on the side, so you see wherever she's, because you're going to walk up and down something.
Right.
The Tortured Poets set was crazy. And the rep set for me, that snake, Don't Blame Me. Oh my gosh.
I think that's when her vocals are the most powerful to me, is in the rep songs.
The rep songs were insane to me.
I do. Do you feel like, I feel like I saw the show this time.
Me too.
Because everything was so new last time that it's so much to take in. I was able to like experience it more and just noticed so many more things that I didn't notice before.
Me too.
You know, that was cool. Like when you watch a movie the second time or whatever, you just pick up so many more things. That was cool.
Have you been re-listening to any songs on repeat since the concert? I wrote down some questions.
No, I haven't listened to like, I don't know if I've even listened to any Taylor since the concert ended.
If Taylor could add one more song to the show, what would it be?
Oh, geez. Do you have an answer for that?
Well, I love Right Where You Left Me, Cowboy Like Me. I also love, and I don't think I've ever heard it live, I Bet You Think About Me. I don't know if she ever played that on the tour. It's a song she does with Chris Stapleton. I love that one.
Yeah.
So it would probably be those three.
Uh-huh. Like in a permanent set list or like acoustic? Like on the
An acoustic, if those were like our surprise songs.
I wish he didn't take out Tolerate It because I loved the production of Tolerate It.
Yeah, that was insane.
I don't know if there's one
Does
song
that... Like, she doesn't do Mad Woman. She didn't do Mad Woman.
She did do Mad... She did sing it in the acoustic set, but it's not in the...
That would be cool to hear live.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been... Uh-huh. You know what? And you know, remember... Do you remember in Night One when we were in Glendale, neither of us were like super excited to have her do her 10-minute version All Too Well. We're like, yeah. It's probably one of my favorite parts of the show.
Oh, same.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And like people screaming it.
The version was pretty new at that time. I feel like it's kind of become, you know, something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm our surprise song that I still will always remember for the rest of my life is the This Is Me Trying on the guitar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was so cool that we got that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This Is Me Trying is a great song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was just, I mean, this really was, and then she changed the lyric in Long Live from It's the End of a Decade to A Start of an Age. She changed it to The End of an Era.
Oh, so
and
good.
It really is, you know, this chapter is closing. And I know we want to have Taylor do it on her own time and no rush to get us anything, but I am very grateful that she is dating a Travis Kelce.
Me too.
And we will get to see her on our TVs. Or at least see her man on our TVs for the next few Sundays and just like know that she is good things around. Are happening for her. And yeah, she's around.
It's her birthday in a couple days.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
On Friday.
The 13th. So I couldn't hear it in the stadium, but there was supposed to be some sort of fan thing that happened where they sang happy birthday to her after champagne problems. Yeah. I couldn't hear that at all.
Me neither.
But there is a clip I saw on TikTok where some section where someone was in, you could hear that they were singing her happy birthday. I don't know if Taylor could hear that because we couldn't hear where we were.
No, I heard like, I was listening for it. And I'm
right,
like, oh,
I was waiting.
Certain parts, like, oh, it's turns out it is hard to coordinate, what?
60,000 people.
Yeah, however many hundreds, tens of thousands of people there are.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
The Chiefs won during the game by a lucky kick.
And I didn't realize this, but that was their NFC championship. Like, they secured it. So, like, as she's having one of the biggest nights of her life, his team is securing the NFC championship. So they had a big celebration.
Beautiful.
I didn't realize that was what that game was.
So he's going to be able to celebrate her birthday with her, or according to the internet, which who knows if this is true or not. It was like on Dumois. They're like, oh, Travis isn't going to be able to celebrate with her because he has a gate. He has to prep for game, an away game. But the game's not till Sunday. So he could celebrate, I think, Friday.
Yeah, maybe on Friday. Or maybe they're going to do her birthday on a different... I don't know. Yeah, because he doesn't play till
earlier,
Sunday, right.
So they can go hard if he has to.
But they're in Cleveland. So I feel like... Is Saturday travel day? Do we know?
I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder. I think they have practice on Friday the 13th. But they don't travel, I don't think, until Saturday. So I think they have practice and then he'll be home.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think that could work. Yeah.
She's probably going to do a celebration with him maybe Thursday night, and then she's taking off to New York.
Mm-hmm.
She'll celebrate her birthday in New York.
Yeah, with some friends.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Just unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Well, thanks for coming along on this ride, our beloved listeners. We love you.
We love you.
So much. Tell a friend.
You can Swift with us always.
And we will see you
next Tuesday.
Bye.
What more you can sit with us? How about another round of your favorite podcast?
We
sign
me up.
Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.